love might be what you have to be looking for after I give you the next piece, because if you passed over the Hapenny Bridge in Dublin in recent days, you may have noticed that Dublin City Council has put a notice on the railings. It might very well be a notice that will break some hearts. Kevin O'Sullivan is Public Domain Officer with Dublin City Council, and he's here to explain all. Kevin, welcome along.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning yourself. Listen, what's written on this notice exactly, first of all?
Simply, it's in Irish and it's in English. It says, please do not put padlocks on the Hapenny Bridge as they are causing damage.
Okay, now why are people putting locks on the Hapenny Bridge?
I suppose the practice itself is as old as the hills. You might remember, or maybe you were responsible yourself, Dave, for maybe putting your message on a tree and etching your name along with your partner, expressing your forever love.
No, wait a minute. Now, I used to do that. I used to do that, all right, but it was long before I had any partners now. It was only about 10 or 11. You'd carve it into the trees in Belfield, where UCD is now, because I live beside that. There's right, millions of them. DF loves the man from Uncle or something.
There you go, you know. So I suppose it's gradually, changed the practice. There's not as many trees in suburban areas to do that now, or maybe there is, but people don't do it, you know. Mm. People use graffiti as well, which is a terrible practice, to write on walls and utility boxes, you name it, you know. But I suppose the latest phenomenon worldwide, if you like, kind of started about 10 years ago, is that you put your message on a lock and... You attach it to a bridge, usually a bridge that crosses water. You put Mary loves Joe or whatever, and you date it, and it's your expression of forever love. You lock it to the railings, and you throw the key away into the water.
Okay, it seems the craze was inspired by this book about 7 or 8 years ago called I Want You, which couples write their names in the padlock, they swear eternal love, and then they throw the key into the canal, or into the river, in this case, into the Liffey. When did you first notice this happening then? It's been going on like a long time, has it? Many years?
Not so much in Dublin. I think in Europe it's probably started in the last 10 or 12 years, and particularly after that book you mentioned. I mean, in Paris, Rome, a lot of Italian cities. But in Dublin, the Hapenny Bridge seems to be the focal point, and it only really started in earnest about 18 months ago. So it's relatively new there.
And what happens is the council has to come along and remove the locks with huge cutting equipment, is it?
That's right. I mean, if you're familiar with the Hapenny Bridge, there's arches overhead. So some people will hang their locks from the arches. Others will put them on the railings on the side. If you put them on the arches, I mean, the practice is somebody else comes along, hangs another lock out of that lock if it's big enough. And eventually they're swinging. So if you're passing by, there's a danger they could hit you on the head. And these locks can be fairly weighty, you know. Also, the danger they could fall down on somebody as well. Also, I suppose, you know, the damage to the bridge itself, it's a protected structure. We take a lot of pride in it. And you know, this phenomenon is unfortunately affecting the bridge and may even affect the structure of parts of the railings.
And how many locks or what kind of weight are we talking about here, do you think, have been removed so far?
Well, we reckon over the last year or so, we removed about 300 kilograms of locks. So if you look at that in about the size of a wheelbarrow, there's probably would fill about three or four wheelbarrows.
And listen, is it mainly people coming up from the country to Dublin? Is it mainly Dubliners? Is it mainly people from abroad? Or do you think, or do you know?
We don't know, but I would guess myself personally that it can be tourists mostly, but no basis for proving or disproving that belief, you know.
Besides the fact that you've pointed out the dangers there, would it come under you as domain officer of Dublin City, the public domain officer of Dublin City, would it come under any kind of a heading that you'd call vandalism?
It is, yes. I mean, anything that's damaging public property is obviously vandalism, you know.
Do they allow it in other European countries? Like where these things, I remember seeing pictures of them as being some kind of a tourist attraction. I was thinking, that's nice, but obviously it's not that nice.
I think they have some official sites in some countries and in some cities. You know, there's I know one city that have a Love Tree, you know, and it's official. You know, you can come along and officially place your lock on it. But in general, I think if you look at Italy in particular, where, you know, the mayors of different towns, they're actually trying to fine people for because of the damage that they caused to those bridges as well in those Italian cities, you know.
Is there any way at all that you might think of as a compromise to provide a place that might be safer, like the gates of some place that's kind of closed or that kind of thing? Like, I remember reading a thing in the paper, I don't know what country it was in, I think it was Holland or Denmark or something, where mothers or fathers would come along with their kids trying to get the sort of soothe their things out of their mouths, and it was a big day out, and you go into town, you get off the bus and you go up to this place, and the little kid themselves would throw the soother into this thing and go, that's it, you'll never use that again. Like, have a designated place.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, yeah, certainly. And I suppose the city council is always open to suggestions, you know. We don't have any place or any structure in mind at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, so tell you what, Amanda Fenley from this very programme went out and asked a few people. I'm just going to give you this. It's about 50 seconds long of just what people think.
I actually quite like them. I think it's quite sweet. I don't think they're offensive.
I think they kind of are kind of quite ugly, actually.
Yeah. But I think it's great to have them here. I think it brings a bit of character to the bridge.
I like the idea, but I think maybe like...
Leave it to France.
Yeah.
It just annoys me when I see them. I think it wrecks the place, actually. You know, they look ridiculous and they get all rusty and crappy looking.
Oh, I mean, I think it's a good thing. Like, I mean, maybe it's urban art, in my opinion, anyway.
I think it looks nice, like decorations. Yeah. Is that like just a bridge? It's a lock bridge.
And they have a meaning.
Yeah.
I was only in Paris recently and I seen the actual bridge and it looks lovely. It really does, but it doesn't really suit this bridge. If there was a bridge like the one in Paris, definitely. But here, no.
I'm from Paris, and this is like every bridge in Paris has that, and I think it's nice. It can reach a point where it's a little bit like spoiling the bridge. A little bit is nice, not too much. I don't think this bridge is beautiful anyway, compared to other bridges, so it doesn't spoil anything. It makes it like more beautiful, actually.
So he doesn't think the bridge is beautiful, the old Hapley Bridge.
Yeah, well, there's obviously mixed opinions about the bridge and obviously the practice of putting the locks on, you know. At the end, the city council, we don't want to, we're all for love, if you like, you know, but we want people to get a different way of expressing their love, you know. We don't want to be a spoil sport there, really.
No, indeed not. By the way, I'm sure, Kevin, the locksmiths around the Hapley Bridge have been very happy since all this started.
I'd say so, yes, and they'll probably be disappointed with that sign that went up on during the week.
Right, indeed, which is the sign for please do not put padlocks on the bridge as it causes damage, which is to say the least. Okay, finally, I mentioned earlier on that people probably throw the... Do they write their names on the like in marker, felt pen or anything on the actual locks themselves?
Well, I mean, some people write it in felt pen and marker. Yeah. Others try to etch it in themselves. Some of the more professional locks that you'd see there would be very heavy locks, very expensive looking locks, and they're professionally engraved.
Right,
so
indeed.
Go to a lot of bother.
And I also mentioned that the keys get thrown into the Liffey, or do they? I presume they do they?
I think that's the general practice, yes, and that's the way your love is locked there forever, you know.
Your love is locked there forever, indeed. Okay, well, there is one here at 51552 that I would like to ask. It says, why don't they tie ribbons on the bridge instead? Is that not something that you would necessarily encourage, or would that be okay, or what?
No, we wouldn't encourage that either. I mean, I think there might be one day in the year when we allow ribbons on the bridge for a
charity. The 14th of February.
14th of February, yes. I mean, it's something we could certainly look at, you know. People could take their photograph on the bridge, as they do, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe with that, it probably won't satisfy people, but there are other options, you know.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. All right, well, listen, Kevin, good man. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. Fair play to you. Kevin O'Sullivan, Public Domain Officer at Dublin City. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck. Take it easy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.